Good morning, guys. My name is Beth, and welcome to my pod talk. I haven't been saying so much. Well, I've been doing some research. I've been quite busy, but I'm back now, and I'm back with loads of interesting topics for you guys. Today, I have someone who was kind enough to join me today to talk about the new topic.
Hello, guys. My name is Eva. How are you guys doing?
We are fine, we're fine. So how are you coping this lockdown season? What has it been like for you?
It's not been so easy. Like, it's been so boring, and like, it's been very boring, but we thank God we are still trying to I guess you guys know what I'm talking about, right?
I hope you guys are staying safe. Please don't forget to wash your hands, use your face mask, and please stay safe. These are hard times, but we'll definitely survive. So, welcome back. Today, I'll be talking about objectifying women and rape. What does the word objectify mean to you? And have you ever been objectified as a woman? Before we proceed, I want to dedicate this music for women rubbished by society, who have been insulted by people, especially men. I hope you find your way out of your darkness and shine again. The song is from Kelly Rowland.
Hold me like I'm leaving. Show me that you need me. Being pretty ain't easy, you see. Mirrors can be deceiving, so won't you tell me something good? 'Cause if you really love me, then you would. I'm conceited.
Yes, guys, welcome, welcome. I hope you enjoyed that beautiful short song by Kelly Rowland. She's very talented, she's beautiful, and yes, back to business. So as I was saying, society, the kind of society we live in, they have like objectified women, and there's no excuse for rape right now. When you rape a woman, it's her fault. She should have been decent morally. She shouldn't talk anyhow. She should be physically covered. And no one cares to find out what happened. In fact, most countries, when you're raped, I think I don't need to mention that country. Like, we all know that country. Like, there's like, it's a stigmatization when women are raped. Like, you are supposed, you shouldn't be working at that moment. It was your fault. You did that. You've lost your respect, lost your prestige as a woman when you've been raped or when you've been molested or something. You see someone just post randomly. Maybe she just opens little of her cleavage, and then you see thirsty comments of men, and they're asking stupid questions. People are judging her, people are doing everything. Like, how quick are we to judge people for doing things? You don't judge people by the way they look or the way they dress. Actually, people who you think are decent morally, are decent physically, decent spiritually, they might actually be the worst set of people, because I don't understand why you should insult a woman because she was raped. We have up to 15,000 cases every day in some countries where young girls, I mean girls age of 10, 12, I mean
even 3.
Yes, even yes. That's the most absurd thing. Like, what attracts you to a small little girl, little mm-hmm. child? Even boys fall victim. Yes, yeah, we have young boys that fall victim of rape. For what? It shouldn't be done that way. And then when this thing comes out, society says, because this person is a respected person in the society, then legal action should not be taken against the person. Or because this person doesn't have money, the family that was, the girl that was the victim or the boy that was the victim, they are not well-to-do enough to fight their case, and then society just dies the matter down like there's nothing wrong.
Well,
that's it. That's very sad to me. Left to me, it's really sad. And most times, women are like the worst eat of this thing, especially on social media. You see people on social media. How do you look at someone you've not met before? So much hate in your heart, and you just feel like something bad should just happen to the person. Like, you just look at the person because of the way she's dressed, because of the way he's dressed, and because of that, you've just concluded that person is evil. Why do you objectify people? Like, you just put them and be like, this one, she has plenty sugar daddies. This one, he has sugar mummies. Plenty of them. People, there are people that work for their money. There are people that work hard. Like, I mean, hard work. They do lots of things that you can't even do. If you try it, you die. And then you see them trying to look good for themselves, and then you start saying bad things about them, trying to objectify them, that they are this like sex object in a place. Well, I just add this thing. I just want to clear it from my head, because I was wondering, and I got few questions from ladies that, okay, anytime I post a picture, I mean, I'm being objectified. I just love my body. I like to flaunt my body. And I keep wondering, though, we can't have everybody, like, we can't have everyone to think the same way. But please, if you don't like something, you just ignore it. If you don't have something good to say, you ignore it. You don't have to say something else. You don't have to keep talking. Just ignore it. The person wasn't talking to you. I see a post of someone posts a picture and doesn't even tag anybody at all. And then you see set of people that she doesn't or he doesn't even know under that comment trying to objectify that person. Oh, you are this, you are that, you are this, you're a stripper, you are this. I, what is your business? How is it your concern if I am? What is your problem? So, like, I'm leaving this message to, if you're out there and all you do is just objectify people, you need to change, or the law is going to catch up with you.
Try and know them first before you judge them. Try and know people first.
Even if you don't know people, because a guy is dressed like, okay, he has crazy jeans on, he has dreads, he's pierced, he has pierced ears, he has tattoos, doesn't mean he's an evil person, or he's a yahoo boy, or he's a ritualist.
Yeah.
There are people that dress well,
not
ties and everything, and yeah. You don't want to see the inside of them. Like they are worse. Devils themselves. Like, devil, they see them, they dove hearts. So, these kind of things, maybe we'll try, calm down, maybe we'll know waiting, like, maybe we'll know people first, but we'll try to de-objectify people.
Book by its cover.
Exactly. Don't judge the book by its cover, although there are some books you can judge. E.g. Lords of the Flies was a very, very crazy book. The book, in fact, from the front itself, you go don't know, say you are in for a ride. So, but for real, though, this is not even funny anymore. Please, we need to try. Say no to rape. And
say no to
pedophiles. Say no to people who rape boys, small boys,
children
for no
your children, man. What do they see? Oh,
are you serious? You pick up a small boy and then you're attracted to the person. You need Jesus. You need Jesus.
As in big one.
You need Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
For real. But I hope that after this message, we like learn to
yeah.
not judge people.
Yes.
Please. Because
stop judging.
Because someone has a dark past doesn't mean it was his or her fault.
Yeah.
People, we all have past.
Yeah,
at one point in our lives, we have to go through something. So please,
try and know their story before you start.
Do not judge people before you know their story. Even if you've heard one, try to listen to the person. There are two sides to a coin.
Yeah.
The judge doesn't judge except he hears from the defendant and the accused.
Yeah.
That is when he gives his verdict. So please.
Please, please, please.
Do not judge people.
Do not judge.
Do not objectify any person.
Do not objectify.
We're not all perfect.
Yeah, nobody's perfect.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Yeah, man. Take care, man.
Yeah, so guys, this is the end of my podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did not enjoy it, please go and buy better earpiece. Because you can't tell me you didn't enjoy this fine podcast that I made.
That we made?
Yes, that we made. Sorry. So, before I go, you know, I always like to drop something good for you guys. So I'll be dropping something from our Ricky baby. You know, that guy has been giving us hits back to back. And, you know, man, it's good. It's very good. So I'll be playing Rora from Ricky baby. Yeah. Enjoy. Yes, don't forget to tune in to our next episode. Please listen, share, send your friends in. If you have questions, just text me. I'm a text away. Don't forget that. So please, in the meantime, stay safe. Enjoy. I love you. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye.